This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Time for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about what's been happening around the organisation and, of course, news and topics relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. Hello, Matt, and thank you for joining me this week.
Hello, Toby. My pleasure as ever. Good to speak to you.
Matt, we're going to start with, I think there was a Women's and Equality report coming out this week, which was focusing on the inaccessibility of bank cards and information and packaging, but also to highlight how, you know, sort of we can all help to make packaging and bank services accessible.
Yeah, that's right. Now, this was a really important moment, I think. It's a parliamentary, UK parliamentary Women's and Equality Committee chaired by Caroline Noakes MP. We had previously submitted evidence to that Vivian had been along and given evidence directly to the committee, and we provided written evidence. And so they produced a report which was out on Tuesday morning, basically calling on, you know, accessible product design by default, you know, to happen by default, including for bank cards and websites to empower disabled consumers. And they highlighted bank cards and websites, but really it's a call to arms for all, you know, everything to be accessible as a sort of default position. And I mean, you know, just to quote a couple of things from the report, it just highlights, you know, how at the moment, and here's Caroline Noakes speaking, disabled people shouldn't face unnecessary barriers when using online shopping and services. Despite the untapped potential of the purple pound, not all businesses are considering the needs of disabled consumers. Accessibility must be prioritised with inclusive design by default for products and services. And it's also then slightly criticises the government on what happens on both public sector and, to be fair, private sector sort of websites. So, I mean, why is this important? Well, first of all, we put to this, so in some respects, it's great that we're getting our evidence sort of played back to us and absorbed. But I think, you know, we've spoke many times on this program, and not just me, other contributors you've had talking about the problems of accessibility. We did a whole lot of stuff around packaging, where we did the pop-up shop in West London about 2 years ago. We've been working with Kellogg's and others, Aunt Bessie's and L'Oreal and other providers, Procter & Gamble, you know, on making packaging accessible to great benefit. We've been working with providers of bank cards to make sure there is that tactile element and the shape is different so you can understand which card you've got in your hand. And yet that's a minority of the world. You know, there's a whole set of people out there who aren't making this a default position as they design goods and services. So I know this is a UK committee, but clearly it's a powerful committee in the UK, and the UK is a big country in terms of, you know, influencing sort of global thinking on this. So we're really pleased with this pronouncement. It sets a marker for what we've been saying, and it should make it, frankly, easier for us as we engage with a variety of partners, corporate partners, sectors, you know, whether that's financial services, whatever, to point to this and say, look, come on, it's not just the RNIB saying this. You've heard it from the Women's and Equalities Committee in Parliament that this is a nonsense and it needs to change. So we're really pleased this has come out, maybe not surprised that this is their finding, because it's a bit of a no-brainer. Pleased with our input that's being absorbed, and pleased with the platform it gives us to really, you know, sharpen our engagement with all those external partners to make the UK work simply better for everyone who's blind and partially sighted.
And now to news about the See Differently Awards, as I think the finalists have been published this week.
Yes, that's right. Many of your listeners will know we've talked about this a few times, and I know many will have nominated people. So we'd whittled down the long list to a short list. And on Monday, a very eminent panel of some internal people and quite a lot of external visually impaired people met to sort of go through that list and identify the winners, which we've done. And that's obviously a closely guarded secret till May the 21st, when the awards ceremony is on. But what we have put live this week is a confirmation of who's in the shortlist. And obviously those people are in the running for the award and will be coming on the night, I'm sure, full of excitement. And we will be producing and publishing some materials about all their achievements, which got them onto the shortlist, which we'll use on the night, but also put across social media as well. So those listeners who are interested in our See Differently Awards, again, have a look on social media and you'll see, I hope, lots of names that you recognise and also think are very worthy of being included in our shortlist. So it's been great to move that process along this week.
And we're going to finish, Matt, with, I think, news that the RNIB has been out in force at the annual CSong conference in California, which brings together the biggest names in accessible technology from across the globe. And I think our very own Dave Williams managed to grab a few words with Stevie Wonder this week as well.
Well, that's happened overnight, yeah. So CSong, as you say, is a big, you know, annual meeting where tech and accessible tech, you know, people come together, providers and people who influence that, and customers and visually impaired people. And it's a great melting pot of ideas and energy over in California. We've been going for a bit, you know, sent some people over there to participate. We had a stall, you know, and we have a lot of, you know, very sort of first division tech partners who we work with on accessible tech, you know, the Microsofts and Apples and Googles of this world. And so we both, you know, contribute and give our point of view and inform, you know, the debate, which people listen to us because we're very credible, obviously, in terms of putting across the views of visually impaired people, but also we're there to work and develop and hear from other, you know, as I say, fairly major league tech providers. We're working on some accessible eyewear technology with a sort of consortium, including Microsoft, amongst others. And we were showcasing that on our stall at CSun overnight. And we're delighted to see that Stevie Wonder came along. And we have photos of Stevie trying on this ARX. It's called the ARX headset, which sort of is, you know, sort of accessible eyewear on the stall. I hope you might have bought one, which would be great if we found that out. But there's some nice photos of Stevie with Dave Williams from the RNIB, who many of your listeners will know well, who's a real expert sort of in this field, discussing this as Stevie tries it on at the fair overnight. And I think, you know, joking aside about Stevie Wonder, but it's great to get his endorsement and interest. But, you know, we're obviously working on things like that accessible eyewear, which are very relevant potential, you know, technology to improve accessibility, you know, really support getting around that whole travel and transport piece, enabling people to go out and navigate their way around and know what's going on around them and where they are. So really, really vital technology, actually. And hopefully, joking aside, this will be a really fairly major endorsement from Stevie Wonder, which we can use to sort of push the technology and push the message. So, yeah, this conversation, Toby, is sort of hot off the press and it's happening overnight, sort of American time. So we're just engaging with it today. But it's great that Stevie, you know, dropped by the stall. But I think, you know, maybe as important is we're there in the mix with all these, as I say, you know, major providers of technology informing the debate, listening to what's going on and being very much part of that conversation.
Well, you'll find a wide range of information, advice and news about technology and, of course, news about the finalists of the See Differently Awards on the RNIB website, which is rnib.org.uk. You can always, of course, call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 or use your Amazon smart device to call the RNIB helpline too. Well, thank you very much indeed, Matt, for chatting with me this week here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, Toby, my pleasure. And I think a really interesting spread of topics today. I think, you know, from the, you know, the slightly frothy and interesting with Stevie Wonder, but technologically very important. But I think, you know, going back to the publication of the Women's Inequality Committee, you know, it's fabulous to get that endorsement and support, and really gives us a platform and a sort of lubricant to be really driving those conversations, which we've been having anyway over the last couple of years. But it's great to get that support and endorsement.